Good morning, everybody. Let's see if we're live. We're allegedly live. There's been an allegation that we are live. Good morning, everybody. As you can see in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it is raining. But just like the mailman, rain, sleet, snow, or shine, the Big Bear delivers. And I happen to love the rain. Oh, there's a rape. Watch the ducks. You see that down there? Y'all just witnessed a rape. All right. Good morning, everybody. So today, I'm feeling great. I took George for a nice long run this morning. I did all my chores. I'm ready to rock. Rape weather? Oh, all weather is rape weather if you're a duck.
Oh, how dare you?
Anybody that knows ducks, anyone who's ever owned duck has witnessed a tremendous, like, it might as well be, Steven Spielberg's swimming pool. You know what I'm saying? It's non-stop rape. Duck rapes usually involve the female duck almost getting drowned. Yeah, they hold him up. Yeah, I mean, it's called pulling a Spielberg. It's called pulling a Biden. Pretty sure Gary sent a you up text this morning. Yeah, he did. All right, that Spielberg joke was hilarious. Thank you, Nelson Mandela. All right, today is episode 811, Apocalypse Now Insights and Bachelorette Season 33, Winding Down. I think I have a pretty funny one for you. You're the man, BB. Oh, thank you, Being the Giant Bear. There's a reason F always autocorrects to duck. Good observation. A bear that had been previously banned but doesn't care because he's not Gamma, had a very interesting observation. What if this entire quarantine was just so that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury could get a bunch more Social Security numbers in 9 months? Because they were running out of people who want to come to this country. You know, they were like, okay, we have MS-13, Guatemalans, El Salvadorians. Will they come? It's like, yeah, they might come. It's like, come on, we can't get anybody else to come to this country and get in the debt. So maybe maybe the whole point of this was a baby boom. Who knows? Anyway. Hi, everybody. I'm interested in the Sasquatches of the Pacific Northwest, or rather Bachelorette. Right. Well, the reason I call this episode Bachelorette Season 33 Winding Down is because usually now when people send me like media stuff, I've been saying that back. I'm like, oh, what's new on The Bachelorette Season 33? Because it's becoming so stupid. Like, this is when you realized NASA jumped the shark. This was back in 2018. USA Today reported, by way of NASA, let me make sure that clouds above Uranus smell like farts and rotten eggs, Oxford researchers declare. They had to do it. They had to say Uranus smells like farts. And people are like, ooh, Uranus smells like farts. Because what happens when you're a Hollywood writer or a wizard, if you will, and if you are taking people on a narrative that can't be real, oh, it's real. That was a game changer in my life when they reported that. When you're taking people on this journey, you have to keep escalating. I used to watch so many shows we've watched. In the beginning, it's fine. And then by season 10, it's just absurd. It's like everyone's committing suicide and weeping. And that's why I think they got into trans kids and stuff. They couldn't stop. And so NASA had to just keep escalating. It's like season 33 of The Bachelor. The clouds above Uranus smell like farts. And they had to use the planet your anus. It's real because it smells so bad. NASA jumped the moon shark, right? So our entire government is season 33 bad. All right, so this is in the news. Frenemies with benefits. Cuomo, Trump enjoy a productive chat in D.C. Like the comics, D.C. For tests and funds. Frenemies with benefits. It's none of it is real. And here's the thing about the protest that I don't like.
Oh, how dare you? You don't like the protest?
I said this when it first happened, week and a half ago. This is my take on the protest, and I'll say it again. It's still reinforcing who's in control of your life. If you have to, all right, let's say I have jurisdictional control over my house. So Amy has jurisdictional control over our children, like what they, you know, the basic gist. You guys get it. Anybody in a successful, healthy family understands that there has to be a captain. Someone has to take the lead, or else it ends in horror and divorce. So when Amy does stuff, she asks me first, and I almost always say yes.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? She should be able to make her own decision.
She has more freedom and control than any of those how dare you women could imagine in 1,000 lifetimes. Amy can fulfill her dreams and wants and desires and needs that she's had her entire life more than any of these fornicators in the bars wearing their absurd hats think that they can possibly get, right? And you have to, hang on, what am I doing here? Give me a second. I hit the wrong button.
Per usual.
Hang on. All right, exactly. Right. So if she wants to make a purchase, she asks me. Not like at the store, but like, oh, I want to get a new drying rack. Is that okay? Yes, it is. If she was to say, I'm going to go to the bar and do shots with my friends, I would say no. She would never ask me, but just, I would say, no, you can't do that. She would say, not that she would ever say, you understand. There's been a couple times a year I say no to things. I say no. She goes, okay. All right, so if you go to the state capitol to protest and beg your masters so that you can not wear a mask or go to a store, you are cementing their authority over you. And a lot of people can't see it, and I understand. I have sympathy for that. But I'm just letting you know that shows their control. The state capitol loves protest. That's why they play it on Fox and CNN. Oh, more people take to the streets. Where? Want to know what Idaho's doing? They're an Idaho cop arrested a woman in a park, and so people protested at the cop's house. That, my friends, is how you show autonomy. You go to the man who handcuffed the woman, and you say, why did you do that? It's like, well, because the state, if you go to the penis dome and you say, please, Cuomo, you and your frenemies, please, you're giving them your authority. Every time Amy asks me if she can buy something or do something, she's giving me authority. Even though the odds I say yes are 99.9%. If you simply just don't care about the state capitol, they have no actual power. They don't do anything. There were tons of kids smiling and playing, right? If you hold the cop responsible who arrested a woman in a park, that is infinitely, and that's what Idaho is doing because they get it. You go to the cop's house. Oh, how dare you? You say go to the cop. Dude, that's what they're doing in Idaho right now. I don't have my phone on me, but... And it's extremely effective. And it's nonviolent, not threatening, but you just go there and you say, excuse me, why did you put a mom in handcuffs for being in a park?
Well, I may order.
From who? God? No, you're a man, and you put a woman in handcuffs for being in a park that we pay tax money for. Now go tell your captain that won't be allowed anymore. Big Bear is the face of feminism, true empowerment. Yes. We could learn a lot from the no-tos in Idaho. Exactly. That's why no-toe in Idaho is so powerful. It's about keeping a culture out. And Joe Rogan has a terrible culture. So true, Big Bear. Consent to authority is powerful and good when given to the correct authority. Exactly. When Amy comes to me and asks me, can I buy this $200 veggie drying rack? She's showing me respect because I made the money, but she knows that I make the money for the family. And so I say, yes. But her asking me is showing me respect and authority, which allows me to maintain such a healthy, happy, thriving homestead. I show God the same authority over me. And it trickles down in a beautiful cascade of blessings and crushing. And so if you go to the state capitol and you beg your master, please let me go into Jamba Juice. I just want a smoothie, master. And people consider it empowering. You've missed the mark so much. Okay. Okay, if one of your wives asked me if she could go to the store, you've lost control. I am not your wife's authority. Imagine what it would be if one of your wives emailed me and said, Big Bear, can I go buy this at the store? I would then email your husband and say, Buddy, I think you have a problem. Because I'm not her authority. You understand? Now, if Amy was like, let me buy this thing. She's still giving me authority. If she wanted to go around my authority, she would simply just go buy it. And at that point, that's when a man should feel uncomfortable. Because you're like, wait a minute, she didn't even ask me. She just went and bought this crazy thing. It's like, well, I mean, I'm always home with the kids. And you're like, oh no, we have a rebellion on our hands. That's true rebellion. Rebellion does not involve bullets. True rebellion is simply who is your master. And the state is doing a very, very bad job. Very bad. Abusive and tyrannical doesn't even begin to describe it. So I suggest that you just go on with your day. Don't beg anyone if you can expose your face to the sunshine. Thank you. Now let's continue. Like for example, hang on, why is my computer doing this weird thing? Here, one second, ladies and gentlemen. I can just deal with it. Let's just go through this. This is funny. Coverds only. As you can see here, we are now the coloreds. Covered. Hey, this guy doesn't have a covered. Oh, look at these coverts over here. The coverts can come in my store, but not the non-coverts. Get out of here, covered. Get out of here, non-covered. If you don't cover your face, you can't come in my store. Well, guess what? I'm the wrong nigger you want, man. I am not the nigger that these people want to deal with, because I am not a nigger. You understand? All right. That video of the cop arresting the Jew is great. I didn't see it. We are the uncovered. The uncovered! Hey, where are you at, covered? Oh, we only let in the coverts. You're not going to serve my kind around here? You got to cover your face or else we think you're some kind of nigger. People of cover. People of cover allowed in here. But not any, don't cover. No. I'm not your nigger. We don't like your covered kind. No, your uncovered kind. You got to make it work with that. All right, what else we got here? God bless America, ladies and gentlemen. The spirit of America is alive and well. As you can see, de Blasio's social distancing tip line flooded with penis photos and Hitler memes. I just wanted to take this time and just say God bless America. The spirit of America is alive and well. You want to open up a tip line where we snitch on our fellow man? Well, you're going to get a lot of dick pics and a lot of Hitler memes. Proud to be an American. Right, that's how you do it. I'm not encouraging you to send pictures of your dick to people, but make them pay. Make it expensive. Oh, you're encouraging violence? Of course not. I know. Think about all the baby boomers that were all mocking the Muslims. Where it's like, oh, burkas. Burkas are so dehumanizing. Well, now you're all wearing a burka. Stupid bastards. Hand-drawn bear made this legendary. It was about yesterday with my disastrous attempt at making coffee. And here's the thing: people were writing to me, like, "Oh, Big Bear, you could be great." I've made coffee, and my coffee has also exploded, and I haven't been able to isolate the variable. I think it's because I didn't put the pot all the way in its little holder thing. Spot on, Big Bear. Thank you. Osage Yoki Bear. Oh, she wrote me a great email. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to send me gravy, I know a lot of people do. I get this from you guys. I'm not on social media. I am a true mouthpiece of the people. I don't comb Twitter. I'm not allowed on Twitter. They don't like my uncovered kind. People of uncover. They only like people of color. Or cover, or whatever. Okay, so why didn't they laugh at gmail.com? If you ever want to send me gravy. Okay, E. Michael Jones made this hilarity. And it's very true. People just keep... All these grabbers keep claiming to be white as a cover.
I'm filming a documentary, as you may or may not know, about white privilege. I'm clearly the beneficiary of white privilege. I want to know how to be a better white person. It's like talking about porn at the dinner table, you know? Yeah. I mean, obviously at my dinner table, that would be fine, but...
My name's Chelsea Handler, and I am as white as they come.
Yes.
Oh, that's the
privilege you guys have. Oh. Yeah, I see Michael Jones. But here's another observation that I know a lot of you guys will agree with. Is the grab war is not privileged. Chelsea Handler has no children. Chelsea Handler has had abortions. Chelsea Handler... killed her own kids and lives alone in a little house in a city under lockdown. Chelsea Handler is an addict. Chelsea Handler is a liar. Chelsea Handler may have a lot of Babylonian debt squares, but Joey Diaz told us the scoop on his broad. They're not privileged. They appear to be privileged in the system that they set up. Like, imagine if I just invented a game where you win if you wear a white hoodie. Ah, I win. The guy wearing the white hoodie wins. I just won. Okay, so... the pursuit of their, there isn't an amount of money you could pay me to live a life like Chelsea Handler. That, to me, is an archetypal hell. She's a slave. She's Dr. Jones' crush as usual. Yeah, legend. Chelsea Handler is an evolutionary cul-de-sac. She's a dead end for those eggs. I'm white, but broke my nose several times, and it got longer, too. Thank you, Moses Bear. Imagine the 50-year-old would-be mother who aborted her babies in her 20s. Right. I love the rain, too. You can't until you see it, until you live a good life. The stream makes me laugh every time. Thank you. It's too bad us uncovered so-called whites get tossed in with the pomegranate. You don't want what they have. That's one reason why I can fire up the stream every day and be so happy. Even though, why is he yelling? Because I'm hilarious. I'm hilarious. Because they don't have anything I want. And I've known that for a long time. And I think it came from in my 20s. Having sexual relations with many of these billionaires' daughters. I saw their life and realized, you got a yacht, man, but I'm a random dude who just fucked your daughter, you know? And I didn't mean it in a bad way. I wasn't like, look at me, I fucked your daughter. But I was just like, maybe you should spend more time with your daughter? I don't know. She just met me. You sir. I got distracted from the stream because I was admiring your fence. Thank you, Steady Bear. Hey, fellow
white people, aren't we a prince? Or no, we do all the oppressing, don't we, fellow white people? Oh.
Love the rain on the roof. Oh, yeah. It's great. Wow, says Curly Hair Bear. I don't like when people say wow. Maybe I'm projecting sarcasm every time I read it. Every time I read someone writes wow. No, most girls don't do that. I know a lot of girls that don't have sex with strangers. A lot of girls from farm country or with really good, stable parents, they might go through a phase, but not like the billionaire daughters. Ask Kung Fu Bear. He knows. A lot of them are, they're so ignored that they need male attention. I didn't know it at the time. I just thought they loved my penis. Looking back, it's because they craved male attention. Girls should make you earn it. Exactly. Yeah, I wonder who came up with that. The rain sounds like someone's frying chicken. Yes. Yeah, when I see wow, I usually picture someone going, wow. But maybe I'm going to start assuming that people are just in awe of my profound insights. I won't ban people who just say wow anymore. Although it's probably the former. Did Trump ban Gates' daughter? The odds I'd say are 95%. Exactly. I am one of them. If there's no real connection with... All right, then where did all the farmer's daughter jokes come from? I don't know, Hammer Bear. Is Kung Fu Bear one of the stuntmen in that new documentary, Out of the Shadows? No, but he knows a ton. He's from an elite Hollywood family. BB, we had the sarcasm beat out of us by now. Thank you, Faye Bear. BB, could men trying to have sex with a woman be a type of shit test? The ones that are easy are disqualified because they don't love daddy. Yeah, but they could be going through a phase. They could be going through a phase. You know, when me and Amy first hooked up, we were both going through a phase. don't just discount people. We were both a little broken, and we've really healed. So many miserable rich had dinner at Nancy Pool once, and Aspen had a kid that was 10 going on 30. Yeah, and some of them are cool. You know, some rich people have great lives. But, you know, the billionaire class, typically it's from financial crimes. You can be worth $100 million and have a great life if you made it in an honest way. You know, just wealth. You know, I'm not going to put a number on it. But typically when you see a billionaire, that person got their money from insane criminal activity or just being a squirt boy. Farmer's daughter jokes came from what the grabber couldn't have. Right. It's like Polish jokes. Polish people are some of the smartest people in the world. Kevin is a honest rich dude. I don't know who you're referring to with Kevin. God. Kevin who? I don't know. I know several Kevins. I know some really good rich people. Behind every great fortune is an even greater crime. Not all. I know people that have giant fortunes from crushing. From being extremely family oriented. But typically, no. Typically, when you see the more zeros, the more likely. They really are. Polish people are intimidatingly smart. Right. And so that's why they do the Polish jokes. Because they had to break them somehow. If I write now, Poland fact, base smart, grab where lies. Yes, fact. How do good rich people manage it, BB? Giant families and doing a great job, reputation, not selling out. Okay, perfect example is I once had a meeting in Kohler, Wisconsin. You know Kohler toilet tree stuff, like Kohler, K-O-E-L-E-R? Not publicly traded, family owned, and they own the whole town. You know, those things, I don't know if they're good people, bad people, but you don't even know about that. They didn't sell out. They didn't say, oh, I want to be traded on the stock market. They, you know, when people go public, they make billions of dollars. You can have, like, Kohler, K-O-E-L-E-R, from out of Wisconsin. It's one family owns the whole town. And K-O-H-L-E-R. Thank you, Titty Bear. And I went up there to meet with them because I was going to do a commercial campaign with them, but, I don't know. It just fell apart. Nothing bad. I mean, I have nothing against these people. But it was cool, dude. It was like just being around a thing where it was like, oh, it's family-oriented. Cousins are doing stuff. It's like they're insanely rich. But it's like, it's not, it's a private company. Here's something that's going to cause some cognitive dissonance. In the Middle East, you'll have some of those families. Like, well, you'll have like some of these families with thousands of cousins. They all own one thing. You can get rich by not taking loans and buying a ton of shit you don't need. Work hard and save. Exactly, Murger Bear. And they're out there. They just don't. And again, Kohler could be totally graveled. I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, I was exposed to something that I had never seen before. Like a town that's owned by a family that just crushes. You'll see in Germany, there's a lot of that. A lot of mid-range companies. Like, okay, like a perfect example of a company that is in opera. Okay, where I shot my Reluctant Warlord special in Portland. That family's very wealthy, and it's all good. They own like a giant city block of Portland, Christian, homeschool, legends. And they do all the woodworking for everybody there. And it's massive. They've been through a lot of hardship. You know, tons of kids, tons of family, community supports them. They support the community. Legendary. And that's why they had the freedom to say, I really like this comedian. I'll let him perform here. Because they had autonomy over their business. They didn't owe anyone money. And so that's why demonizing the wealthy is not accurate. It's when people have these giant empires built on nothing, on debt. A lot of wealthy base men come out of construction industry. Yeah, yeah. Like one of Amy's best friend's dads is a huge construction guy around here. Based, great family guy. Loves not just knocking down trees with his tractor. Like joy, like has joy in it. Very wealthy. Like we know the people that own the harbor. Good family. Good based family. You know, but then you have your giant buildings and, you know, the debt-based billionaire class is they're whores. They're total slaves. That's a good way to go. No need to extend outside the borders. Right, right. And the irony is I related a lot to the wealthy people in Portland because we were living similar lives. Although they owned a giant block in the heart of Portland, and I at the time was, in a much more financial strife, we both saw the world the same way, and for that reason, we related. And there wasn't a divide. There would be more of a divide if someone with a city block in Portland that saw the world upside down. You understand? That's why money really doesn't divide like they try and make people think. My last business partner's family was in construction, very based. Yeah, it's like people can become very wealthy from providing a service very well, and a lot of times it can't happen in one generation very easily, multi-generational, where, you know, the grandfather is like a plumber, does a great job, starts maybe selling plumbing parts or something, or gets into rental properties or something, buys things very cheap, but he can fix it with his labor, lots of sons, you know, and then the next generation is a little more wealthy, and then the third generation can be very wealthy without debt and just thriving. You'll see it. I know I just keep ringing the Mormon bell, but like you see it with the Mormons a lot, where you have giant family businesses. So, all right, let's continue. The idea that poverty is virtuous was a complete and total gravel. Right, exactly. But rich isn't virtuous either. Wealth. You know, it's very, these words are very interesting. Not slumlords, though. Not slumlords. It's one thing if you're, yeah, slumlords, but that also has a bad connotation. You need somebody that can, what if someone only has $400 a month? Do you understand how much taxes are? Like, let's say, hypothetically, you own a property in New York State that you're now selling because the taxes are absurd. You can't. Let's say somebody only has $500 a month rent and your taxes are $12,000 a year on a $150,000 property. Hypothetically. How does that work? So when someone goes, oh yeah, slumlord, it's like, okay, either you quickly go out of business or you figure out how to make it cheaper. Yeah. What are you guys talking about? Cringe Panda. Big Bear, I'm finally unbanned from YouTube. Should I not promote this stream? I just want to be sure. I don't know what you're talking about. Should you not promote what stream? That sounds like an odd question. Promote what you like or it goes away, Cringe Panda. Doesn't matter. I don't care either way. I don't think young girls should be on the internet. But that's me. I'm a crazy old kook. My stream, if you like the stream, promote it. If you don't. I don't give a fuck, Cringe Panda. You're very young. I don't need clicks, is what I'm trying to say. But if you like something, say it's very good. If you don't, say it's very bad. It does not matter. I don't work in alliances. Sorry, I'm getting fired up. I had a really strong workout this morning. So, per usual, my my life juice is flowing quite intensely. All right. Sad to say, I just learned that panda eyes means the word. It doesn't matter. Gay or bear, also in a weird fucking thing, means fat, hairy, gay guys. That doesn't mean anything. It's also a bear in the woods. Like, people can say whatever the fuck they want. I don't care. I don't watch young girls on the internet. I don't recommend anyone do that, but she's nice. I don't fucking care. Young girls usually get involved in drama. From my humble beginnings as a young boy. You're looking thinner, Big Bear? Thank you. All right, going to be a bone broth fast this weekend. Good for you, Mort Wolf Bear. How dare you? I'm not gay. Ha ha ha, says Harry Bear. Harry Bear, the Armenian. Want to trigger a Catholic? Tell them Jesus. I don't care about triggering Catholics. I love you, Michael Jones. Thank you, BB. I love you. Okay. How has no one been verified as fat, hairy, gay guy bear? Oh, right. Exactly, Katana Bear. All right. Yeah, there's like 9 total fat, hairy guys to go, oh, we're bears. And then everyone's like, oh, who's going to tell Owen that his... Ursa Major is the Big fucking Dipper. So the Big Dipper in the sky, the Big Bear in the sky, that's now gay? That's now sodomy related? So people put the Big Dipper in their asshole now? Or it's a timepiece that tells everybody the fucking seasons. I don't know, what would it be called? Hey, look, duck rape. Look. Ursa Major in the sky is a legend. It is a symbol. Look at that. Right now there's a duck rape. It's a symbol that lets people know what season they're in. And I try to aspire to be as great as Ursa Major. I'm the big bear on the ground. All right. Grabbers wish it was the big clipper. Nice. Weinstein, I'm connecting with your vibe. Crush it. Yeah, I'm feeling... Oh, and throw Dr. Kaufman some vibes. Some love. He uploaded our talk together on his channel. That dude's got some big old balls. That dude's got some big old balls, and I respect it, and I like it. The more support people like him that go out on a limb get, the less vulnerable they are. And you guys provide that with... Oh, hey, Otaki Bear, I got your... Thank you for the letter. I'm glad to hear you're crushing in the high desert. And so, just like when you guys circled the wagons with me, which was extremely helpful, always do that. When you see somebody go out on the limb, the way the grabber works is they like to isolate the prey animal. And so, if you can't isolate them, and they isolate them, like, now that me and him have a friendship, they're going to go... How dare you talk to Owen Benjamin? Don't you know he's a cult leader? And then people come to you. Don't you know Dr. Kaufman is a Jew? Why do they do that? It's basic hunting. Always remember, it's hunting. They're trying to separate one zebra so that they can attack it. Always, always, always. So don't allow that. Imagine like a weak pack of hyenas. You know, people have been doing that with me and James True. Don't you know that James True... Is Satan? Don't you know Mr. Vox Day abandoned America and moved to Europe? Dude. support Dr. K because there are trolls commenting against BB. That's not why, though. I've ascended past the trolls. And you can tell because the people now who comment against the trolls don't say... Because the trolls are like, oh, and Benjamin should have his children taken away by Child Protective Services. And back in the day, people would get triggered and be like, how dare you? Owen Benjamin is a great father. Dude, just be like, either ignore him or be like, did someone just squirt? Because you know I can take it. You know I can take it. You know that those people don't affect me. So, and I've been seeing that more and more, which is the sign that I am getting stronger. Because I see people having fun with the trolls now. You know, and they try with everything. They're like, don't... Owen Benjamin is at best a grifter and at worst a cult leader. And people are like, did you just squirt? And also, like, I Thank you. If you think that I'm a cult leader, great. Like the bear cult. Great.
No, but cult's bad.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Exactly. Trolls are words on a screen. It takes more than pixels to hurt a bear. Exactly. And I'm cool with it. I'm just really happy to see people having fun with the trolls. Because they don't have any power over me. They can't hurt us. So have fun with it. Squirt is great rhetoric. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very good at great rhetoric. Don't throw pearls to swine. All right. So you guys want to see a scene from Apocalypse Now, the movie? Now that I have ladled a lot of vaccine gravy, I think I have some new insights. Let's name our cult Tokyo Grift. Cuyahington Bear is all about puns. My friends keep asking what unbearable means, and I love introducing them to the stream. Thank you, Curly Hair Bear. I was right when you said, wow, I think you were excited about something. I'm not going to project my assumption of sarcasm. Man, wow used to always piss me off. Apocalypse Now? Yeah, Paul from Pockets of the Future calls it the Apocalypse. I think that's pretty funny. Love that movie. Yeah, but I have new insights into what potentially was happening in this scene. And I'm going to do a movie breakdown soon about Ghostbusters. Hang on. Here we go. Where is this? Check out this scene. Hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. One second, ladies and gentlemen. Apocalypse Now. Here we go.
I've seen horror. Horrors that you've seen. Yeah. But you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that. But you have no right to judge me. It's impossible through words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means.
Dude, this is now comedic.
Horror has a face.
Oh, that's it?
And you must make a friend of horror.
You make a friend of horror? Oh, really?
Horror and moral terror.
Oh, brand new.
Are your friends.
Marlon.
They are not. That.
By the way, this is so comedic now that I realize what actually the indigenous people were doing. Wait till you see this scene.
They are enemies to be feared. They are truly enemies. I remember when I was with Special Forces.
Grab, we're in the background. I think in the background was Savanye, because he lives in Thailand.
Centuries ago. We went into a camp to inoculate some children. We left the camp after we had inoculated the children for polio. And this old man came running after us and he was crying. He couldn't see. We went back there. And they had come and hacked off every inoculated arm.
Okay, so understand something very interesting. The polio vaccine poisoned people, especially indigenous people. Tom Barnett, I hope I have his name right, legend out of Australia, he pointed out that as we just witnessed with one of these island countries with a bunch of indigenous people, they just tried to quote-unquote inoculate. More than half either died or got it. And so what I'm now guessing is they were trying to save the children from dying by hacking their arms off. They're so stupid, these grabbers. This scene is so dumb that he's now inspired. He's inspired by the horror. That's what you need to do. You have to cut off the arms of children. Let's escalate the horror. No. Tom Barnett was talking about how in Australia, the native people have almost no tolerance to inoculation. Like, if you give them a vaccine, like half die. So when they were inoculated, when they were poisoning all the children, I'm guessing in this scene, and this really would happen, is when they would shoot the poison into a little kid's arm. The only way to save the child is to chop their arm off. The Aborigines, yeah, the Aborigines have almost no immunity to the poison in the vaccines. Actors are paid, liars like ours. Yeah, but what you don't understand is the entire scene changes now. He's like, they came. Oh, you mean the people trying to save their own children? It's like this entire scene, the point of this entire scene is that this guy, this grabber, Marlon Brando, whose kids all either like killed themselves or committed murder, true story, that they were the good guys, the grabber. The grabbers were the good guys. They're just trying to heal the world. So they come in and they inoculate. Dude, the polio vaccine was poison. Fact. It could have been a little of both. I don't know. Oregon Gorge Bear, I don't even know what you're talking about. My five-year-old asked if libraries are named such due to lies. Libraries. Probably. Love your green screen, BB. Keep crushing. Thank you, Foo Bear. Yeah, this is all green screen. And then, no, I don't do sarcasm. This is not a green screen. This is my real yard. Is there a vaccine against grabolitis? Right. Marlon Brandy. I'm just trying to get inside everyone. Hey, Made by Jim Bob. Made by Jim Bob has been crushing lately. Yeah, the polio vaccine caused a lot of damage and still does. And so these retarded Western grabbers come into a native area and they inject poison into their children. And this retard thinks, well, just keep watching this scene. It changes the whole movie. It's one big misunderstanding. I wonder if like we should play the dan 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 dan. And my this stupid computer's, man. There we go.
There they were in a pile of little arms, and I remember. I cried. I wept like some grandmother. I wanted to tear my teeth out. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I want to remember it. I never want to forget it. I never want to forget. And then I realized, like I was shot. Like I was shot with a diamond. A diamond bullet right through my forehead. And I thought, my God, the genius of that. The genius. The will to do that. Perfect, genuine, complete, crystalline, pure.
What a retard.
And then I realized they were stronger than me because they could stand it. These were not monsters. These were men, trained cadres. These men who fought with their hearts, who have families, who have children, who are filled with love. But they had the strength to do that. If I had 10 divisions.
Okay, now that you understand what actually happened. Like, so they're running around the jungles of Asia poisoning little kids. And the local men are like, what can we do? I don't know, fucking chop their arm off before it hits their head. And he's like, the horror. So brilliant. So beautiful. It's like, no, the horror was what was in the needles, retard. It's so stupid. Yeah, the scene took 33 months to shoot. He sounds like Jordan Peterson. He's such a bad actor, dude. He's a bad actor, like Saddam Hussein. One second. Let me read off Marlon Brando's life. Hang on. Marlon. What kind of a name is Marlon? Name after a fish? What a retard. All right. Hey, cut a marlin. Quick, name our kid that. All right. You're known by your check this out. Check out his kids. I'm not mocking that. No, just, I don't know. Should I not? Fine. Okay, let's just leave it at this. His kids are all a mess. Hang on, let me just look it up. Spouses, Anna, Motiva, and Tarita. Children. He has 11 children. Holy shit. Does he? Christian DeVibrano. What happened? Christian, the boyfriend of his half-sister Cheyenne, at his father's residence in Mulholland Drive, the family drama trial. He pleaded manslaughter, was sentenced to prison, was then released. Robert Blake. Dude, these guys are fucking insane. Brando pleaded no contest to spousal abuse of his then-wife Deborah and was given probation. He died of pneumonia. Long story short, the dude constantly was, and he was a wicked homo. Wicked homo. Brando rides the donkey dong. Yeah, dude. And his kids, a lot of them, like, they were like, one of them went to prison for murder. Another one killed themselves. Crazy stories. Marlon Brando. How many wives? A ton. He just kept marrying and divorcing and beating and raping. A streetcar named, yeah, the whore. Let's see, you got Anna Kashfi was a British Indian film actress who had a brief Hollywood career. So Brando got a hold of her. Maria Castaneda was an American actress. Let's see what happened to these people. Oh, yeah, so they'd marry Brando for 2 years at a time. So he's been married 5 times. Wow. All actresses. It's all right. We don't need to go after old Brando. Let's read a little, let's read some news. Slimy Brando. Yeah, Tom Hanks is so effed. Ah, dude, who cares? It's season 33 of The Bachelorette has jumped the shark. I wonder how many of you guys are like, they're frenemies now? No way. Oh my God, Cuomo and Trump are now, guys, stop listening to the government. They're fucking insane. They're just insane people. It's like the coronavirus. Like, I won't work with people anymore that think that this is all real. Like, I'm moving money out of IRA. Like, if people are like, oh, how are you guys holding up with the corona? I'm like, I'm starting to label people in my mind as having mental illness. I'm not saying people should be put anywhere or taken. I'm just like, wait a minute. You think that there's the coronavirus is going around killing people? Okay, so anyway, I'm going to go. I'm going to get out of here. So what do you think? I'm just walking away. Corona was so fake. Oh, it's... Dude, I saw it since day one. And people were like, look at the numbers. I'm like, can you name one person? But the numbers. I'm like, I can name 16 people who've died of heroin. 16. It is a mental illness. It's beyond. And the people that are wearing, like, these self-inflicted masks, I'm like, I won't work with anybody that believes this is real. And I don't want any harm to come to them. I don't think they should be in prison. No, when people say, oh, Owen Benjamin mentally ill, he should be put in a prison. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is if people don't have the discernment to look and say this isn't a real thing, I won't invest with them. I won't ride in the same car as them. I won't allow my children to be around them. Because in my opinion, they're mentally deranged. It's just because it's like, so at this point, like, it's the same with NASA. Look at this. Clouds above Uranus smell like farts. Clouds above your anus smell like farts. Okay, at that point, if people are like, oh yeah, I mean, they're the scientist. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to get out of here. I got something to do. What do you got to do? I got to return some videotapes.
You sure? You sure you don't want to go boating with me? No. No, no, no. But why not? Because you think the smartest people in the world that are not lying just said your anus smells like farts. And, yeah, it's the planet Uranus. And I guess because of sulfur, it smells like farts. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to go. But let's go boating. No, no. Someone who is so bad at discernment, I don't trust with my life. But we could get coronavirus. I'll see you around, man. But don't you want to go boating with me? No. Why not? And then the next day, man in boat drowns. Yeah, I know. I know why. I know. Because he... Quick, swim to the bottom of the ocean or we'll drown. Guys, it's getting that crazy. Where it's like, okay, if they say you can't fly in an airplane unless you get shot with a Bill Gates vial of poison, guys, don't go in airplanes. I've seen this over and over and over and over in my life. If a club says, oh, you can't come in unless you're, you know, I don't know. Just you don't want to go in. If someone's like, you can't be in our club unless you masturbate in a coffin. Oh, it's like, oh, and so perverse to think that up. That's called skull and bones. A lot of our presidents had to do that. Okay? If someone says you can't be in our club unless you masturbate in a coffin at Yale, say, you know what? I don't really want to be in your club. No, but come on. We're so powerful. No. But all you have to do is whack off in a coffin. I mean, come on. No. Anyhow. Just come on my boat. Okay, when someone is that unable to discern the world around them for whatever reason, I don't care. Just back away. If the airline business requires you to inject aborted fetal cells, aluminum, and mercury into your veins when there's zero evidence that it cures a non-existent disease, you don't want to be on an airplane. But come in, and if you are put in a little bubble in the atmosphere flying 500 miles an hour, you don't want to be there if they literally think that is what keeps you safe. But I mean, how am I supposed to squirt? Guys, I'm telling you, I hate flying anyway. There's no chance they're going to do that. There's no chance. I'm just trying. It's one thing if they say you can't meet your family at the gate. Fine. It's another thing if they say you have to break the blood-brain barrier and inject heavy metals into your body before you can get on an airplane? No. Guys, that's fucking crazy. BB's hazing is all verbal. Mine's not even hazing, though. It's like, I have rules. If you want to come here and talk shit, you're going to get kicked out. And if I didn't understand you properly because you were being hilariously sarcastic, I don't care. I'm not taking your right away by kicking you out of my chat. I kick paying people away because it's not worth it for me to have a culture of shit-talking little trolls. I am not injecting you with anything. I'm not taking your rights away. I'm saying you aren't allowed in my world if you don't follow my rules. But I mean, how am I supposed to squirt? Okay, again, if your financial advisor thinks right now there's a pandemic that's killing a third of America slowly, and I mean slowly, don't spook them. Make sure you do this with your hands. Slowly take your money back because they are incapable of discerning the world around them. If somebody believes that NASA scientifically just proved that your anus smells like farts and they want you to go on their boat, I keep using the boat as an example because the boat is something you can't leave without drowning. That's why people are like, let's have a party on a boat. No. You mean international waters where I can't leave? No. No, no, no.
Name one person who's died of the coronavirus.
Well, I mean, obviously that 95-year-old Holocaust survivor who had cancer. I mean, it's such a tragedy.
Okay, slowly take back your money. Bid them adieu. Say, hey, enjoy the boat ride. And then they'll go, quick, honey, jump in the water and swim to the bottom of the ocean. It's the only way we'll survive.
This is Owen Spacey. I don't get how some people don't get that.
Because they're dumb or they're crazy. And that's why they keep calling me that, because what they do is they call, okay, we can all agree that the bank isn't saving your money. Or no, let's go even more. This school system, the public school system, Common Core, is not trying to make your kids smarter, right? So what is the PSYOP? They call everybody else anti-intelligence, dumb, you're stupid, you're a redneck, you're illiterate. No. You're teaching masturbation to kindergartners.
We're just trying to...
Okay. They're not a threat to you. They are a threat to themselves. Don't get on their boat. Don't get on their airplane. Don't take medical advice. Don't take financial advice. Take their money. Take your money back and just bid them adieu very calmly. And rub your hands while you do it. Because that way they think you're still in. Just keep going... Hey, so anyway, let's go ahead and sell those stocks. But I mean, just... And then get the fuck out of there. Anti-vax and pro-life may actually be synonyms. Right, I'm anti-vax pro-life.
So you're an anti-vaxxer?
Yes.
Are you an anti-vax... So you're against a woman's choice?
Yes. She can't choose to kill her baby under my watch.
So... My body, my choice, except for poison that I want to stick in your body.
Okay, listen, I'm going to go do my thing, and you can go do your thing. How's that sound?
No, but my body, my choice, but I'm going to stick poison in your body.
I'll see you around, okay? I'll see you around.
But the coronavirus put on your mask.
No. All right. Boats and goats, yeah, I'm anti-obviously bad shit. Right, right. They are already projecting Corona to surge again this fall. Beware of the... Who... Guys, when will you just stop giving a shit? Clouds above Uranus smell like farts. Or how about this? Frenemies with benefits. Oh, no. On season 33 of The Bachelorette with bombs. Is Cuomo and Trump really friend? Ugh. You're stuck in a library book. One second. How do I get back to my fun chat? One second. I was having such a good time. There we go. Let me read a little bit. Anti-vaxxing is the biggest fight I have with my wife often. Well, just tell her that there's aborted fetus cells in it and heavy metals. Here's the best way to describe it to your wife. Say, hey, honey. If the grabber with the needle, you don't have to say grabber. Say,
wait, what are you, anti-semitic?
If the grabber with the needle comes out and he trips and the needle breaks on the ground that they were just about to inject in our baby, do you know what happens next, honey?
What?
Well, they have to quarantine the area because it's now considered a toxic spillage. And they have to get a certain type of cleanup crew to come in wearing hazmat suits.
Why is that?
Because it's legally considered hazardous waste. What is inside the needle that was about to go into your baby is legally considered hazardous waste. You can't mop it up because it's too deadly.
But I mean, how is our... We have to inoculate them though, right?
No, that will make people probably try to chop their kids' arms off so that they don't die. No way, do they actually? Yes. Yes. All right. Hazardous waste, guys. Is that really what happens? Yep. If those heavy metals fall onto the ground in a doctor's office, it is considered, at that moment, it's legally considered hazardous waste.
But I mean, if I inject it into my newborn's arm, it's not hazardous waste. It protects them from the coronavirus.
But you don't have to believe me. Go, dude, there's testimony at Congress on all this shit. Want to know who you should believe? The people whose babies died from it, and they called it sudden infant death syndrome. The infant just suddenly died. No one knows how. Maybe it's when you just injected hazardous waste into their fucking arm. I'd like to break a vaccine and let people see. Sean, stop. You're lucky you're still here. Thank you. I now have another reason and explanation for people. And guys, you don't have to convince anyone. Just walk away. Their lives are spiraling out of control. If someone thinks this is a dragon, do you go, oh, no, you have to see what I know. Just walk the fuck away. They're in a world of shit now. People are so off the mark now that they're like, okay, I have to put on the mask. I have to invest in a debt-based Ponzi scheme with all of my money, and then I'm going to trust what NASA says and inject poison into my baby's arm. And then eventually they'll go to a public school system that teaches them upside-down sodomy history. And then it's just like, guys, walk the fuck away. All right, let me read a little bit of mail and then I'm going to go. I'm yelling again. Is Owen Benjamin his first name? That's rad. Nah, now you're in timeout. Hey, D's Nuts 322, timeout. If you're new to the channel, I don't care if you just bought a subscription. Don't just say shit. Is that really his name? Totally cool. If you don't know my fucking name, maybe you should sit this one out. Maybe you should take a couple streams and just sit and listen. Is his real name Owen? That's fucking cool. Shut the fuck up, D's Nuts. Next time you're banned. All right. Is that really his name? No way, that's cool. But I gave him $3. I want you to have it back, D's Nuts. Next time you talk, I'm banging you for life. A dental filling removed from your mouth has to be treated as hazardous waste. Yes. And I have it in my fucking mouth. So many people won't admit a lot of these realities because of how it affects them. I vaccinated my babies. I have mercury in my mouth. I haven't been to a dentist since I was 21 for that reason. And I don't trust dentists enough to have them take it out.
But aren't you going to get a cavity?
No.
But how?
Because I don't eat a lot of sugar and I brush my teeth sometimes. It's really fucking easy.
But if I don't put a bunch of fucking mercury and poison into your teeth, how are you supposed to squirt?
That's why when people are like, I gotta go get it removed from my mouth, I don't trust them enough to take it out. Like, look at my fucking mouth. Hang on. So that's it. Completely unnecessary. It was all when I was a kid. I was like 15 when they did all that shit. I probably would have been 8 feet tall. They knew. The grabber knows to keep the man down. The real man down. Yeah, you know. I think Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg when I hear D's not. Oh, yeah, next time he's out.
Is that really his name? No way. That's fucking cool.
My mouth looks identical minus a tooth gone. Yeah. Dude, I'm working right now. Just want to say I can't fucking stop laughing. Sweet, Welder Bear. Keep welding. Welding is a way to accumulate wealth because it's an actual fucking service. All right, deep thoughts with Big Bear. Yeah, my teeth were screwed because of all the garbage and everything. Yeah. I don't even... Dental visits are the biggest scam. I don't trust them enough to remove it. But don't you get it removed? At that point, they probably put... Dude, I want nothing to do with them.
But what about your stockbroker?
I'm still trying to, like, get rid of everything.
But what about the penalties?
I don't give a fuck. I'm out. Season 33 of The Bachelorette with Bombs has not held my attention.
But aren't you going to support Trump? He's our only hope. He's the lion. And of course, Hillary is the witch. Now put on your wardrobe and squirt. No. But I mean...
My whole office is laughing so hard right now. Awesome.
But I mean, how are you supposed to squirt? Squirt, squirt.
Ever try oil pulling for teeth, gum health? No. Any bears know what vegetables I should... any bears know what vegetables I should be trying to plant this time of the year? I live in Washington, kind of close to Big Bear. Just fucking anything, Cringe Panda. I got fillings removed and replaced with porcelain. Thought it would take the ringing out of my ears. It didn't. Yes, oil pulling is great. Been doing it for 10 years. That sounds really weird, Blonde Genius Bear. Stop talking about oil pulling. Everything's falling apart. All right. Well, walking away from these people is the final step. Thanks for waiting. Oh, dude, it's like season 33 of The Bachelorette with Bombs. Are Trump and Cuomo really secret frenemies? Are they going to reopen the economy and let you squirt? Or is everybody going to end up getting the coronavirus? Yeah, I'm not watching anymore. But you have to, or else you don't participate in democracy. So you think Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the best we have? Of course Joe Biden is the... Without him, how are you supposed to squirt? Just don't spit the coconut oil in your sink or toilet. Salad at room temperature. Thank you, Real Angel Bear. I brush with mouthwash. Oil pulling sounds some sodomy shit. Yes, it does. I think there's a weird thing happening with oil pulling. All right. Well, I live in Washington, too, close to Gig Harbor. Also, oh, these nuts. Also, sorry, Owen Benjamin, you got really intense, sir. Oh, well, guess what? You're now banned for life.
I live in Washington, too, just like Owen Benjamin, who I'm now a fan of, because he just got really intense. Well, now you're gone.
If you want to, you know, influence my culture here, why don't you pony up another $3? And then you'll be gone again. And why don't you pay another $3?
But we have to steer this ship of Owen Benjamin. Don't you know that if I don't get to just subtly say shit like, wow, what, so intense, he should squirt more, shouldn't he? Shouldn't he squirt more, boys?
You might want to increase your budget. $3 every time you want to talk shit. And go ahead and pick another name. I like to work on my discernment. I want to see if I can always catch them. And they're gone. $33.33.
Wrong saloon, Penny.
I'm enjoying the chat. If those squirt boys stick around, I can't do this. I can't just read the chat. It's like, you got it. You, sir. So that's why I just kick them all out.
D's net.
All right. Hey, get your own name. 369 Bear. I'm looking. Hey, get your own name at times 369 times Bear. I'm not changing mine again. Okay. This is next level comedy. Thank you. Yeah, I'm always detoxing the chat.
But I live near Big Bear.
No, you don't. You don't.
But we know where you live.
Good. I know where I live too. I live in your head.
Because you're obsessed with me because I represent what you are not. Oh, no. But Big Bear, I'll send things to your house.
Okay.
And I'll pay for the postage.
Okay. Keep doing it. I bet I can outlast you. What is it? $15 every time you send something? What? 100? So if you do it 1,000 times, that's $15,000. And it costs me nothing.
But doesn't it make you squirt and scared?
No.
But.
Oh my God. It's so funny.
But I mean, I know.
Okay. I also know where I live.
But aren't you scared?
No.
But Uranus smells like farts according to...
It's so fucking funny.
But he's a cult leader.
So you should stay away from my cult then if you know where I live.
But it's not a scary cult. It's just your family and your alpacas.
So you know I'm not a cult leader.
Oh, fuck. He got me again. Retreat, everybody. Get new screen names. $3 a man. We will get money somehow.
All right. The lisp is super funny to me. An environmental dentist trained to remove mercury fillings can do it. You don't want mercury on it. I don't know. No one's touching my mouth anymore. I have tapped out of Babylon.
But unless you get a super dentist, you always...
No more dentists.
No, but you need a super duper squirt down it to get the mercury out, and then they'll put in the new thing that's good. It's definitely worse. I'm just gonna stick with my 1990 PSYOP in my mouth and fucking leave it alone. I don't even think the dentist knew what he was doing. I think he was just another grabber in debt. But I mean, come in. All right, let's read a little mail. I like this. On the back of this, it says, "The truth only offends the weak and the wicked." BB is officially anti-dentite. Oh, I know. People will accuse me of that. If Owen Benjamin didn't, wait, let me guess, he also doesn't have his children go to the dentist? Oh, someone take his children. He's going to, dude, you think that works? Try again. Look at my teeth. They're awesome. But how am I supposed to squirt if you aren't intimidated by me? He's an anti-dentite. If he doesn't go in it, dude, people are not buying the medical world anymore. We know what's in the vaccines. We know what the fuck's in chemo. But I mean, the love we have for ourselves and our families is greater than social shame. So why don't you go ahead and start again? Get another fucking screen name. Come at me. What's the budget of your current thing at? How much they pay to come at the bear to affect the fucking culture? Oh, now he's paranoid. He did. How much money did they give you? Start again. New screen name. Bit in. Send something to your health. Good. Keep doing it. I want to wear down your fucking budget. In case you haven't noticed, oil is now in negative dollars. I'm pretty sure I will outlast you. Bit. How dare you? Alright. Hi, Big Bear. Well, it is that time again where the grabbers decide to manufacture another recession financial collapse, but this time they added a fake virus to the mix. How dare you? Yes, the financial crisis of 2008 and this current crisis is manufactured. This time I hope people will seek the truth and realize that this way of life is this system. Is not sustainable when brought to its logical conclusion. Yes. But that's anti-Semitic. No. But how am I supposed to squirt? The only life worth living is a God-centered one. Yes. I can't thank God enough for your courage and piles of gravy. However, before I conclude this letter, I would like to share a quick story. Good, I like stories. I know a guy that lost his daughter because his grandfather had chemochemical on him and he got cancer from the... Yeah, it's all wild. And there's some really good cancer nurses. They do a great... One of the best... A lot of the nurses are the only healers in that whole system. Because the personal connection. Someone rooting for you. These people aren't knowingly injecting poison into people. Talking it through. Rooting for you. Asking how your day is. Making you feel calmer. Most of this shit is done to ourselves because of our shit lifestyle. So there's so many ironies and weird inconsistencies in how many of these nurses actually do help people if they care. You know what I'm saying? It's hilarious. There you go. I would like to later share a quick story. When I was young, my father was a mathematician but had a great love for physics. One Saturday morning, I saw him reading a magazine article very intently. I asked him what it was about. He told me that it was a special equation called the field unified theory. It was a special equation in physics that would explain various forces in the world. What were the forces, I asked? My dad replied, the forces are the strong, weak, electromagnetic, and gravitational. I remember that. Yeah. My dad went on to say that there is an eloquent equation out there that will unify all four forces. When this equation is discovered, it will change everything. Then I ask, what forces do physicists know? My dad said, the strong, weak, and electromagnetic. What about gravitational, I asked. My dad responded, physicists don't know much about gravity. This is fascinating. When I heard this, I let my dad read his article and turned and walked away. I thought for myself, how could these experts not know about a force that all of us experience and encounter every day at the center of our lives? Fascinating. I asked that question decades ago, and to this day, there is no field unified theory. No, there isn't. The theory of everything is nonsense.
Breast cancer runs extreme in my family. Do you think that's genetic or is it something we are using eating? It's not genetic. In my opinion, I'm not giving medical advice. How's that sound? But it's how you live. All right. And there never will be, most likely. Ha ha. This is some good gravy. Keep crushing. Prayers for you and your family. Slanty eyes bear. P.S. Another thought. How can quantum computers move so fast when the central processing unit has to be cooled towards zero Kelvin? I could be wrong, but something smells funny. Smells like a grabber lie. Oh, yeah, it's a grabber lie. Yeah. Quantum computing is nonsense. How dare you? That's the newest lie we're going to put on the gram. Ugh. Okay. Yeah, the strong, weak, electromagnetic, and gravitational. They don't know shit about gravity. I interviewed once Kip Thorne, and he was about to get his Nobel Prize. And I was very excited about it because I was doing a physics podcast at Caltech. Interesting little backstory of the Big Bear. And he had proven gravity waves using studying black holes. Everyone was very excited. They keep faking it. They keep being like, oh, we can finally prove gravity. They can't prove gravity. And I know this because I really looked up to these people for a little while. I was like, man, I get to talk to Kip Thorne. You know, he did all the physics for the movie Interstellar. I'm like, I talked to him for like 2 hours. Great. And then later on, I just was like, wow, yeah, I mean, he's proving gravity. Wait a minute, so no one's proven gravity? It's like, oh, yes, Owen. Oh, yes, he's finally showing gravitational wave theory using black holes. It's like, what? And it took a while for me to break through to real knowledge. It's terribly difficult to slack properly. We don't know when people are going to spring up out of nowhere. Hello, Julie. Michelson-Morley is where the gravel started. Yeah, the late 1800s is when physics became graveled. How do you prove a thing from something that can't exist? Right. These are great questions. Gravity is the house of cards the lie is built on. Yes. Imagine morbidly obese people having orbits. Right. How does gravity need to be proved? Just drop something. Steady bear. That's like saying, okay, firefighters cause fire. Look, every time there's a fire, they show up. Just prove it by, it's correlation causation, steady bear. You know, gravity works everywhere on Earth, but not in galaxies. Hey, go off, my friends. Go off and search for your gravity you speak of. It's your mission. Stuntman, ha, yeah, all right. Slanty Eyes Bear, so great name, yeah. Slanty Eyes Bear. Oh, is that Jaronism? Hey, it's Jaronism. I love Jaronism. Hello, Jaron. No gravity sensing. I don't know what it is. How's that? How about that for a rhetorical kill shot? I know what isn't. I don't know what is. I know we don't live on a spinning ball. Fact. I can prove it 1,000 ways, like to a point where literal retards would... No, actual retards are much smarter than non-retards these days. But I don't know what it is. Just like gravity. I know gravity, the way it's described, is absolute nonsense. So then why is my squirt always hit the ground? I don't know. Why don't you go out and figure it out? If gravity exists, it's just density. Yeah, but the vector is always pointing at the ground. It's not as easy as you think. It's not as easy as you think to figure out what it is. Yeah, density makes more sense, but there's also questions. The vector is always pointing down. If something's less dense, it goes up. More dense goes down. Why up and down? So what... You understand that it's not as cut and dry as you think. But gravity is fake. All right, this is another one. These are pumpkin seeds and harvested myself 2 years ago. Still good. They just look funny. Enjoy some crazy pumpkins. Regs Bear. Thank you, Regs Bear. And that'll do it for today. Does anyone have to talk about anything? I'm really enjoying this. Does Martin Kenny listen to the bear? Yes. I don't know how much, but I know he really liked the mountain bear video that we did. You want to see the Martin Kenny video we did? Hang on. This is great. I have no idea how often... I know I can tell sometimes when people have listened based on some of the references and stuff, but I have no idea if people are regular listens. I stream a lot. So I have an absurd... I have like 3,000 hours of streaming just floating around the world. If there was gravity, it wouldn't be able to float around the world. Oh, squirting. Here we go. Here's some squirting. Why does Owen have to make it like that? Because Owen's a comedian. Owen likes to make things funny and not just preach at people. Oh. But he, why does he do a theme and run with it? Why does it have to... Because that's what comedians do. How dare you? Hang on a second. I might need some assistance. All right, guys. I have an Apple. It's been doing this the whole fucking time. What's the button I have to press where... Because right now, it's like... I don't even know how to describe it. This is tedious. You know how, like, you have it where you just click on stuff and it goes to different windows and different windows are open? Now the whole fucking window just keeps swiping away and I can only be on one program at a time. Okay? I don't even know how to describe it, but sometimes you hit a button and this happens and it's infuriating. Does anybody know how to make it go back to how it used to be? hang on. This might be the button. Oh, no. That's not the button. Ugh. No, it's still doing it. And now I have to like, okay, so now I hit OBS. It takes over my screen. I now have to put the cursor down so the fucking bottom toolbar pops up. Full screen mode. So I hit escape. Of course, there's no escape button. The escape button isn't working. It's completely... Yeah. Command tab what? Hang on. No, it's still fucked up. Hang on, I'm coming back in. Command tab? Command tab what? Apple has no escape. Press 1, 2, 3, tee-hee-tee-hee. F11 is full screen mode. How do I get it out of that? I don't have an F11. This is minimize to smaller screen, the keyboard both together. Command tab at the same time. I hate all this shit. Oh, there we go. No, but see, that doesn't do it, though. It's still in the mode. Ugh. All right. Click the yellow button on the browser. What? Turn off grabber settings. Escape. No. It's Apple. Command tab F. Command tab F. Nope. Pray for you, BB. Thank you. You have to bite the apple. Hold down command and tab. I just did that. I want to get out of the whole zone. Hang on a second. I'll go to settings. Hang on. They found your IP, Jack. No, they didn't, Wolverine Bear. I hit the wrong goddamn button. They have found you. Time to squirt. System preferences. They found him. They found him and just made it slightly annoying to play a certain type of thing. Command F. Green button on top left. Nah, you guys are just all fucking with me now. Command F. Oh, there we go. Command F worked. Command F worked. Thank you. All right. No, it didn't. Didn't work. Hang on. Now I'm going to do Command F on this one. Command F. Does that mean fuck you? It's just OBS doing it. Hang on a second. OBS, preferences, tools, window, help, tools. Right now the gammas are loving it. They're like, look at him, he doesn't even know the command FPS. Scene selection, profile, view, here we go. Status bar, docs, full screen interface. I don't fucking know. Hang on a second. Let me just see if I can now add my funny mountain bear thing. Nope. All right. Everyone's like, it's so easy. Just simply do this. It's so simple, Big Bear. Command squirt, right? Command F doesn't do anything, guys. Let me try and call me explain it. So when I go to OBS, it doesn't allow me to open up other windows. It just completely, I know, OBS, Owen Benjamin Smith. I get it. Illuminati confirmed. 5,000 people watching, still better than TV. Of course it's better than TV. So, when I go to OBS, it doesn't allow me to open up any other windows. It's like, this is it. Press the power button. No, fuck you. Apple keyboard suck. Low key. Just burn it. Just burn it. Have you tried rubbing your hands together? It's really funny. It's really funny, guys. All right, hang on. If I go to this, and then I open up my... Nope. It'll never... It won't work. This is fucking infuriating. And I know it's like... And then some squirt boy will be like... A squirt boy that's capable of nothing in their life. Is this going to be like... I mean, obviously, Command Q. I don't know, like, who's fucking with me now, though. Turn head and cough, trust me. Thank you, Luggy Bear. Is OBS using a browser or is it an app? It's an app. I'd like to see the Bears try to walk Owen through making coffee. Command Q. Guys, come on. Command Q, LOL. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Pretty great. So it's great. You know, you guys are great. Command 911. Button above the 3. There we go. There's nothing above the 3. I muted it? Hang on. Check, check, check. Hello, hello. There we go. 1 second. Am I back? BB, you're retarded. Sounds back now? Nice. All right, so... This is fucking bullshit. Hang on. Hang on a second. The OBS. Good, we're back. All right, hang on. Try F11, F12. Bro, I have a Mac. There's no Fs. There's no 11 button. It's got to be view, right? Customize toolbar. Always show cool bar. All right, customize toolbar. Show favorite bar. BB, no, Fatina. Right, I'm a Fatina with this. Control Command F on the Mac. Control Command F. No. Control Command F. Nope. I think it might be completely fucked. They got him. Oh my god. And Control Command F. Yeah, Carrington's calling me. Oh, shut up. Hang on, shut up. Command and up arrow. If command up arrow. If command control F doesn't work, it may need to restart. We're not restarting. Yeah, there's Coddington Bear. Coddington Bear. Okay, it's all the way to the top. Yeah, there's a green dot. Oh, it worked, dude. It worked. Thanks, bro. Coddington also for the win. Everyone's like, oh, no. Control, command, squirt. No. It was just the fucking green button. All right, let's watch the Martin County thing. All right. That was great. All right, here we go. I've already admitted I'm a fat Tina when it comes to technology and making coffee. It's all right. I'm just going to be really, really crazy good at other shit. How's that sound? Like spot and grab where lies. Here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
we have Martin Kenny, and on the opposing side, scientist, cosmologist, Sarah Bosman. Martin, we have to go to you first of all. Why do you think it didn't happen?
Well, there's overwhelming proof that it didn't happen. I think in the past, like you're saying, we had no way of verifying anything we were told. So we saw the moon landings, well, you saw the moon landings, and you believed it, but there was no way for you to check any of it. And now in the age of technology, as you said, a lot of the young people believe that it was faked, and that's because they are now investigating for themselves.
I find it very interesting, and we'll talk to Sarah in a minute about the scientific side that she believes, but for me personally, I just think far too many people would have had
to cover it up.
Cover up for far too many years.
Well, how many people?
To never have slipped up.
Her people right now are taking your pensions. You don't even know about it. Do you have to cover it up? No, you don't even know. You're still buying purses as if you're going to get that $3K a month. Guess what, babbler? You're not.
How many people have supposedly gone beyond low Earth orbit, beyond 200 miles off the Earth?
No idea.
24. The entire history of humanity.
But what? But
24
what?
People.
So your point is
what? Only 24.
But so what I'm saying is there was a whole control center, operations center, backup control, all sorts of things.
Do you know what happens in the finance department of ITV?
In the finance department?
No idea. Do you know what happens? Do you know what happens in the executive office of ITV, right at the top?
No, but if somebody was covering something up.
They tell you nothing, exactly.
Yeah, but if somebody
so if something did happen.
But if somebody's covering something up,
yeah.
Everybody would have to cover it up.
So you guys knew about Jimmy Savile when he was working closely with your very company and all the royals? You know, he was banging kids when they were dead?
Because you wouldn't know about it.
What do you think?
Well, there are also a lot of engineers, of course, working on these for years and years. They had to come into their job every morning thinking they were developing a rocket. And that's thousands of people being involved in the development and the testing and the labs, people overseeing the labs. It's not only the 24 people who actually went off the Earth.
The only way we can discern whether this happened or not is by analyzing and studying the actual data that was taken during those Apollo missions, right? The scientific data.
That's not true.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Like how the world let you guys finish in the Hallodomor.
So that's the telemetry data, right? So during those 4 years that they did the Apollo missions, they collected loads of data, you know, biometrical data, design blueprints, etc., etc. Right. To end this, if we had the data now, and we could scrutinize it, if we could test it, which is the scientific method.
Ah, genius, Martin. Which is the scientific method. I'm having a blast. Look at those stupid glasses. What a retard.
Test it, observe, and research. Not only has it not been released, NASA destroyed it.
Well, or lost
Why would they have destroyed
NASA it? Well, hang on. Donald Petit, NASA astronaut and chemical engineer. This is a direct quote.
His name's Don Petit, because he's mentally small. Hilarious. Classic bike returner, seeing some gravel where I didn't see it. Nice, Martin.
I'll go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed the technology, and it's a painful process to build up again.
Oh, In that context, absolutely. I completely agree with him. The technology we had at the time was so ridiculously obsolete, there was nothing we could do with it anymore. It's like if you have a car from 60 years ago that was unique, if you try to repair all the parts one by one, it's going to take you way too much money. We don't run cars that way anymore. It was scrapped eventually because it was just too outdated. So, of course, it was destroyed, the technology in that sense. We don't have it anymore. It wouldn't run.
But, Sarah, we got the technology together to go there. Why haven't we been back since, the 70s?
That guy's getting it.
I think it comes down to the funding. I think
after a day.
America went to the moon a few times, the people in power told the voters, why are we spending all so much money on this? Why don't we elect a party who will put our taxes to do something else? And unfortunately, it was the last time in history where so much of your taxes went to science and research and technology. It's been cut down a lot, I think, mostly for political reasons.
What do you think the moon is made of?
What I know the moon is, it's a luminary. That's all I know.
What? It shines?
It's a luminary. It's a luminary of some sort. So I can't go beyond that. You know, you've got a P900 camera now you can buy for under £1,000.
Yeah.
And you can zoom in to the moon. That's supposed to be, by the way, 238,000 miles away in deep dark space, and yet you can zoom in quite close in detail with a commercial camera. And people have taken photographs and images showing it sometimes translucent. You can see through it, right? Sometimes it's got something called a lunar wave. There are many videos showing the moon with a lunar wave.
Be shouting out my nigga Crow 777.
We don't know what that is. It's all a mystery.
Do you believe you couldn't possibly land on it because it's
absolutely not
solid?
If it isn't true, is he really doing any harm, or is it just an interesting theory?
There's nothing wrong with people looking at data themselves and looking at buying their own cameras and taking their own data and so on. I think the main problem with the moon conspiracy is that the people involved that would have to cover it up now also involve people in Japan with this new satellite, people in Russia, people in Australia, who would all have to be covering up when they do this follow-up. America, why would they be covering up what America did 50 years ago?
It's almost like there's an international group of cosmopolitan elite who function outside of the construct of countries. Huh. Judging by the beak on old Mrs. Potato Head over there, I think she knows exactly who I'm referring to.
This is how we do it.
Oh, so good. All right, that's going to do it today. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv, where the Great Mountain Bear will continue to live because they won't censor us there because we started it. And, you know, it's under our jurisdictional control, if that's okay with the Grambler. The MVP of the day goes to Kai Antonoso, who solved my incredible technical problem, which was clicking the green button. Someone else had said that earlier, but I discounted it as rubbish, nonsense, babble, because I didn't know the person who was telling me the information. We can all learn from that. As I've said many times, I'm a fat Tina with many, many things. And that's one of them. Like, I just start doing this. Like, guys, I seriously, like, when the coffee machine doesn't work, my first instinct is teach it a lesson, break it outside, and let everyone watch, and then burn it. And that's why I highly recommend people like me, masculine energy, get married. Get a woman that says, no, it's not about, you don't have to teach a lesson to the coffee machine by breaking it in front of the neighbors and then burning it. You just put the pot in differently. And that's why I'm becoming a better man. It's because of Amy, because a lot of you guys, where it's like, oh no, everything isn't the grab war trying to ruin my life. You know, and it's like, D-Live is going in and out. I gotta burn something. No, just calm down and realize that it's probably because you don't understand something, which happens to me all the time. YouTube actually was messing with me. D-Live is not. There's going to be days when I'm not on the front page, even though I have the most viewers, or I'm not recommended, or you don't get the email. That's fine. It's not because they're persecuting me, to the best of my knowledge. I have a great relationship with them. The coffee machine doesn't hate me. The coffee machine isn't fucking with me. I don't have to burn it in front of my neighbors and say, this is what happens when you spill the coffee over. No. Just like, you know, the little green button. OBS wasn't mocking me with having my initials, Owen Benjamin Smith, and then making it so I couldn't play the Grabber video. It just is. Were the lemons released? Let me go check. I'm growing just like you guys. I used to, you know, my coffee machine was broken. Oh, the Mossad must have gotten in. I'm going to release these lemons. Mossad must have broken in while I was asleep. I mean, I've looked through the information. Mossad must have teamed up with the CIA in Ben Shapiro, and as I was just getting some sleep for once, they put my coffee maker in a degree where I couldn't fucking... CIA gains remote access to coffee machine. I mean, they know how to really hurt me. Guys, it's... They is a fucking Hollywood production at this point. Who colluded with whom? Well, I think Mossad colluded with the CIA, who then got approval from Ben Shapiro,
who is squirting in a basement with Hillary Clinton, and then, I mean, or I just don't know how to use the goddamn coffee machine. He just said goddamn, which means he's the Antichrist, unlike me who squirts. I want to be a neuropath. Yep, definitely a production. Dude, it's season 33 of The Bachelorette with bombs. This year on The Bachelorette, is Cuomo and Trump actually frenemies? I like blaming the Mossad recently instead of Jews. I now see, I'm in another level. I now see a lot of the grab wars as slaves. To their, like, okay, let's rewatch, and then this is definitely it. Let's rewatch E. Michael Jones's hilarious Chelsea Handler thing. Again, if you are a woman in your 50s living in Hollywood alone after murdering your own babies, you didn't win at life. So, like, they're not really privileged. They're privileged to be the best at the upside-down debt system. Congratulations, Grabber. You win again. Like, watch this shit.
I'm filming a documentary, as you may or may not...
Hang on a second. Is Grabber.
About white privilege.
I'm clearly the beneficiary of white privilege. I want to know how to be a better white person.
It's like talking about porn at the dinner table, you know? Yeah. I mean, obviously at my dinner table, that would be fine, but my name's Chelsea Handler.
Gross.
And I am as white as they come.
For those who are just listening, her Wikipedia says Jew. So again, my take on that, E. Michael Jones, legend, check him out. That's insanely funny and true. But they're trying to get you to commit to a game where everyone loses. Where it's like, okay, so she's really an Ashkenazi, attempting to make people think she's Caucasian so that she can get more debt-based Babylonian money with a cover of a shield of something that was fake. Got it. What does she get in the end? An empty home with a crazy bitch in her head called herself. It's not Jewish privilege, though. You got to understand. They're competing in a game where everyone loses. Imagine if they're... Okay. There exists... As soon as they're born, cut off the tip of the dick. Then a lot of guilt, a lot of shame. Guys, it isn't... it's almost like they have privilege in a self-mutilation game. Okay, I'm just going to slowly walk away. Privilege equals curse in their way. Right, it's upside down, guys. It's a bloodline. No, it's a nationality. Just step away from the madness. Just calmly step back. It's like being like, oh, she has privilege. She gets more money. Guys, in the not-so-distant future, we will see the horrifically funny irony of that. Money should never be your goal in life. It should be wealth. And that's family, resources, stability, value. And just money, just debt-based money is slavery.
And must be nice with you and your alpaca. Then
I know the people that I'm speaking to understand what I'm saying. The people who don't, don't. And I don't care. I'm not going on your boat. I'm not going to invest in your company.
The coronavirus? I mean, I'm so lucky I was saved. I was just smelling my own farts with a mask. Anyway, I'm going to need $100,000 for this new business. No. Come on. It's a great business.
I don't trust your mental clarity.
But why?
Because you think that the coronavirus is killing people and you're wearing a mask.
But I...
I'm just going to walk away.
But there's penalties.
Penalties in an insane asylum. I no longer am mentally ill business partners, Comedy Gold. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like,
come on the boat. We all have on our masks.
Why are you wearing the masks?
Because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on land.
But come on. Don't you want to come into international water with people with mental illness? No. So are you coming at me? You want to put me in prison? Nope. I just don't want to get in your boat. But if you inject poison in your veins by Bill Gates, you won't get the coronavirus. I'm out. Bit. Ages. And then you read a week later that they died in the boating accident because they thought that the water was oxygen. Guys, you can't live lies. There's a fascinating book out by, I think it's called Persuasion. No, what was the one before Persuasion? I can't remember. This guy of Arizona, University of Arizona, with a real Italian last name. He did a lot of good work on this. But how people function. If you commit to a lie, for a little while you believe it, or for a little while you're in control, where it's like, I'm just going to pretend that the coronavirus is killing people so I can sell my meth. Within a year, you believe it. They did studies is one of the most grabbled sentences of all time, but if you get someone to handwrite a lie, a year later, they're like 80 or 90% likely. Cialdini, exactly, Alan Bear. They're likely to believe the lie. Even if at the time when they hand wrote it, that's why I like handwritten letters. Because write down what you want to say to me and write down, you know, how, like, crushing. And it's not a trick. It's reality. It's like when you write down a lie, you start fucking believing it. It's crazy. Because the cognitive dissonance is too painful. As James True talks about, it costs too many calories. So either you're a coward and a liar, or the lie is true. And over time, the latter becomes more likely. It is written. There's power there. It's power, dude. Handwrite letters. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Write down when. Yeah, yeah. And if you handwrite, like, 6 million of us became lampshades. And dude, over time, they fucking believe it. One of the biggest threats Israel has now is survivor's guilt. Guys, survivor's guilt of what? How dare you? How dare you? I gotta hold on to my pain. It's killing them. Ask Israelis what the fuck's going on over there. You think they're all rubbing their hands like, ooh, yeah, we're really getting the poet to give us $300 billion because of our lies. No, they started fucking believing it. And it hurts. Guys, there's Q-tards that... It's now looking more likely that there isn't all these underground chambers filled with children, and they're mad about it. They're like, no. I'm like, dude, isn't that good news? It's like, it's kind of like when you first tell a Jew that 6 million of them didn't get turned into lampshades. They're mad. They're like, no, we did, though. It's like, no, it might not be as bad as you think. Or when I was first telling people that the coronavirus wasn't going to hurt them, they're like, oh, no, but the fear gets my dick hard. If you repeat something over and over again, it becomes their religion. Yeah, yeah, totally. All right, any final questions or thoughts before I go? If you repeat, 6 million lies. 6 million, no, 5,999,900. There was nine that actually did die. Marlon Brando, I don't want to forget. Way to bring it back, Foo Bear. Apocalypse Now Insights. He was like, I never wanted to forget the horror. It was so powerful. When you're so red-pilled, you go full soaker back to Jews are actually oppressed. Good way to put it. Dude, that's I've went full circle. I'm so fucking red-pilled that I now feel sorry for Jews again. I really do. It's like, but you have to go through the furnace. A furnace, you have to go through the fire to really see it. Where you're like, holy shit, they really are oppressed. They're oppressed by their own lies. But like, you can't just tell someone that. They have to go through the furnace. It's like, I'm so fucking red-pilled that I feel bad for Jews again. I'm a 360-degree Mason. I just turned around in a circle and I'm right back to where I started. Yeah, it's like now your piano stream a few nights ago was amazing. I was crying. Oh, sweet. Maybe I'll do one tonight. And with actual... Yeah, dude, it's true. They are too smart for their own good. No, it's not smart, guys. The smartest men
are farmers. The smartest men know that wealth is children. Fact. I went through the fucking... the lies to the point where I'm like, oh, Jews, man. Jews have it rough. And everyone's like, oh, so you believe it. It's like, no. It's you're literally choking on your own lies. Man, whoever just pointed that out. Again, I'm not a Q-tard. I'm Q-min... You know, Q said some true shit. That's the whole reason why I was... I'm not mad at Q. I'm not mad at people wanting to save kids. But, like, when you find out that there's a really good chance there isn't underground horror chambers... I mean, they exist, I'm guessing. They're like, some of these elites are doing crazy shit. But, like, I was happy about that. I'm like, oh, sweet. They're not going to be using all the... I thought that they were going to be using all the beds briefly. The most I was ever Q-tard was 1/8. That there might have been, like, underground shit that they were getting kids out of. And, oh, and you're so stupid for thinking that. Dude, I fucking thought, like, when you... I thought it for a little while. For, like, a few days. And then when it's like, oh, it isn't. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I was, like, really worried for those kids. All right, I gotta go. P.O. Box 727. And I have no shame in it. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with being a little Q-tarded sometimes? The people that get so angry, the ones that are actually changing their life because of these curfews and shit, I never did. I'm never going to do that. So people are like, oh, if you're a Q-tard, you're the reason that you didn't stand up at the nation's capital. It's like, you going to the nation's capital is giving your master consent. There's a ton of frauds making money off Q-tards. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That'll help the Q-tard wake up to it. I've been exploited by people in the past. Sometimes you fucking... The coyote is what teaches you about fences. Oh, so now you love the coyote and you worship the coyote? No, I don't think that the coyote exists to teach me how to make fences. But the way God operates is the coyote teaches me how to make fences. And being exploited by fucking coyotes only makes you stronger. And you don't have to get mad at yourself for falling for some dumb shit. All right. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98. Oh, someone just said, children are being rescued. Trump mentioned a girl, the military rescue for a reason. Children are being rescued by people like us who raise children well. Stop externalizing everything, Mama Bear, Brazil, Connecticut. Stop trying to look through. So frenemies, are you like, oh my God, frenemies? Guys, it's a giant, even Q said you're watching a movie, right? Remember when Q said that? We are saving children ourselves with our fucking parenting. Stop waiting for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, I do this with my fucking mouth because I'm a retard. How dare you, Big Bear? He's saving children. We are saving children, motherfucker. We are. Trump is doing and saying what he's... It doesn't matter, guys. You're still engaging in season 33 of The Bachelorette with fucking bombs. We are saving children ourselves by not sending them off to indoctrination camps, having them get watched by creepy people, not giving a shit about them, telling our kids, oh, you should abort your kid. You know, it's an accident, shit like that. That's saving the motherfucking children. Don't externalize your savior like that. Donald Trump isn't your motherfucking savior. Hey, he does this with his mouth. Donald Trump. Oh, how dare you, Donald Trump. Dude, fuck that shit. We are saving the children. I'm not engaging, BB. Sweet. Frenemies? Are they frenemies? Dude, that's why I'm not paranoid about pedophiles anymore. I used to be. Because of my childhood. Because you can live a life where there's no fucking way they're coming at you. And once you do that, you go, holy shit, we're saving the children. You don't have to wait for SWAT teams to go in the sewers. And then we get the clowns in the sewer from the movie It. And then we're going to cut off his dick and make him eat it. Ugh. We're saving the children. Q-tards. We are saving the children ourselves. And it's because you take care of your own kids. You promote your own community. You expect more out of your neighbors and your friends and your family. And then, it rises. And then you don't need to externalize it and be saved by a goddamn letter that if you get it in Scrabble, you don't even like it because you need a U. I used to call it the Q of insanity. I played a lot of Scrabble in my life. When I get the Q, I'd say, oh shit, the Q of insanity. Because the Q requires a U. It's a shit letter. And yeah, it's 10 points. But except for QI, which is a word, It requires a U. The Q requires a U. You understand the fucking sign-up yet? Oh, shit. Crushing. All right. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Q, you can spell it with I, but it usually needs a U. Q. I'm just fucking with you, man. I don't know if any of that is. I think it's just something gay. But unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Much love. I'll see you guys. I'll probably do a piano stream tonight. All right. God bless, everybody. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boil, guy. And you can't spell squirt without Q and U. Squirt. What do you need to squirt? Q and U. Only you can squirt with a Q. Squirting. Ugh.